Part of covering the continuing story of COVID-19 is those daily briefings of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. We used to take all of them live here on HPR, and we don't do that anymore. Here's HPR's news director, Bill Dorman, here to tell us a little more about why.
Yeah, hi, Noe. Thank you. You know, these briefings have become a regular part of the daily news cycle, or at least the Washington daily news cycle. And when they first started, we took them live. NPR provided special coverage, and here at HPR, we took the briefings, and we stuck with the coverage through the end, and appropriately so. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the President of the United States speaking to the American people at a time of national crisis. Mm-hmm. But the nature of these hearings started to drift a little bit over time. They lost that sense of urgency that really demands live coverage. The briefings themselves wandered, but still, these are important events, the opportunity not only to hear the president, but people like Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Deborah Birx, she's the response coordinator for the White House Corona Task Force. And for us at HPR, a big part of this was the ability to have NPR's special coverage, not only to identify who is at the podium for our listening audience, but also for the analysis that goes with that, the ability to fact check, to say, well, actually, that's not entirely correct. I can't emphasize how important that is. On the curated nature of news on public radio really goes to that. So at any rate, earlier this week, NPR decided to stop its hosted coverage of the briefings. And instead, it offered the raw audio coming from the White House briefing room. And we talked about this, we being our news editor, Sandy Oshiro, our president general manager, Jose Fajardo, and me. And in making this call, I just want to be clear, this is not about politics. This is not about silencing the president, anything like that. It's about live coverage on our air, on our radio. And we decided to keep the briefings live by way of our website. So if our listeners, our online users, want to hear this live as it happens, they can do that still. But we stopped carrying them live on our air, as you mentioned. Again, not a political statement. It's about our airwaves at Hawaii Public Radio and live coverage. Now, the time on these briefings also has shifted. At one point, they were during morning edition our time, midday East Coast time. Now they're later in the afternoon Washington time. So, in fact, they actually take place during this hour, right now during the conversation. But NPR does continue to cover these. As you know, you'll get the highlights right after the conversation on All Things Considered. And, and, of course, you get updated news through NPR during the afternoon as well as BBC at 1. So we're not blocking. We're not censoring. We're just not taking these live to air.
What have you heard from listeners on this?
So it's interesting. In this time, I think also in part of reduced staffing at the workforce here at the office, we don't. I get a lot more phone calls from listeners than a lot of times our front desk would get them during business hours, plus emails. And if you've left me a message and I haven't responded yet, I apologize. But this was an item of interest for a lot of folks. And some have noted that other stations have done that. KUOW, Seattle, WNYC, among others in New York, have stopped carrying these live. Some other stations are continuing. But we do appreciate hearing from our listeners and our members as well.
Thank you so much for explaining that, Bill. Really, it was interesting. A little behind the scenes.
You bet.
Bill Dorman is the news director at Hawaii Public Radio.